بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, inshallah, a few minutes of patience. Entire day we were fasting, various salat of Taraweeh, may Allah accept it. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps a word or two may become a turning point in our life where we can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned last night in the program that our theme is to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to connect to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this connection must be a strong connection. Allah has blessed us with this beautiful month of Ramadan, which is now coming to an end. But in reality, these last 10 days are the climax of this month. And if in the previous days, if for some reason we were not so connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is our last opportunity and chance that before the end of Ramadan, we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this connection must be a strong connection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. You know, if we understood the Qur'an and the Arabic language, the Qur'an is so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful. Verses upon verses that we heard in tonight's Taraweeh, in the 23rd juz of the Holy Qur'an. Last night you commenced Surah Yasin, and to be completed Surah Yasin, then Surah As-Safat, then Surah Sad, then Surah Zumar we commence with, and tomorrow we complete that inshaAllah. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in one of the verses we recited tonight and we heard in tonight's Taraweeh, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabih. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabiha. That Allah has sent down the best of discourses, al-hadith, the best of discourses. Kitaban, it is a book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mutashabihan, the theme is similar in the entire Qur'an. Ulama have mentioned that one of the main themes and messages Allah has in the Holy Qur'an is regarding His oneness. Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. There is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah. And Allah brings proofs upon proofs upon proofs, logical proofs and proofs that you and I cannot deny. We can see with our own eyes. It is not for scientists only to understand and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A normal human being just looking at the sun, the moon, the stars. Allah talks about all these things repeatedly in the Qur'an. Therefore He says, Masani. Masani means they are repeated. Allah talks about His Qudrat, His power. That He is the one who created human beings and every creation, the jinn, the angels. Allah placed us into this world. And we are going through this test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most just. He loves us. Allah does not gain any pleasure in punishing His servants. In the fifth juz of the Holy Quran, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah gain in punishing you if you bring iman in Allah and you make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat? If you show gratitude to Allah for all the favors He has bestowed upon you and you have bring iman in Allah, Allah is not going to punish you. Allah loves you. In tonight's Taraweeh, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. If you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thanking Allah by means of our tongues, by means of our heart, by means of our limbs, by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Allah will become happy with you. Allah will become pleased with you. So Allah talks about His tawheed, His oneness, His power. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah talks about in Surah Yasin toward the end. Has man not seen that we have created him? From where? From what? A drop. A drop of sperm. In nutfa. That's the origin of man. That's our beginning. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Then he is an open adversary. Mufassirin have given various names, but the most popular name that they mention is As bin Wa'il, an ardent enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He takes a piece of bone that was decayed and he crushes it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is pulverized, made into powder, and he throws it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مَنْ يُحْلِ عِظَامُ وَهِيَ رَمِيمُ. Who can give life to this bone when it is decayed, it is pulverized, it is in powder? Who can give life to it again? So Allah says, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. He cites an example for us when he has forgotten his own creation. Where was he created from? How was he created? Allah tells Rasulullah, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي هُوَ أَنْشَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that being, that is Allah, who created in the first instance, He is the one who will recreate it. The whole theme of resurrection, al-ba'ath, ba'ath ba'd al-maut, that after we die and be placed in the qabr, then there is the day of qiyamah, when every person will be raised from his qabr. And this belief was rejected by the kuffar, the mushrikeen, and at that time the kuffar of Makkah. They rejected it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them in various surahs of the Holy Quran, ba'ath, that Allah has the power to resurrect you. And even though your bodies may be decomposed and decayed, Allah will bring back all your limbs together and you will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah continues, and Allah talks about two trees and branches of trees, which the Arabs were very familiar with, the Afar and Markh tree, which when they would travel and they needed to light a fire, like how we take two stones and we rub them vigorously to ignite and create a spark, a flame, they would take these two branches which were green, they were fresh, and then they would rub them together and a fire would then be lit. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran is so beautiful, so beautiful. The eloquence, the balagha, the fasaha, absolutely amazing. If only we understood the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make niyyah, my respected brothers and others, and our mothers and sisters. Learn the Quran from reputable ulama and scholars. Otherwise, years in our life will go past and we still do not know what Allah is telling us. In such beautiful ways, rhythm of the Quran. And it is repeated. Such تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. That the skins of those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believers, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their skins begin to quiver. The hair stands on end. When they read verses wherein they are warnings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah talks about the nations of the past, like in tonight's Tarawih, we heard about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down those Anbiya to those people and those villages, and they worked tirelessly. They invited those people towards the oneness of Allah, Tawheed of Allah. And the people, when they rejected that particular Nabi, then Allah then punished them. But Allah gave them grace, Allah gave them chances, and Allah gave them opportunities. And Allah does not want that to happen to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore Allah mentions these incidents throughout the Quran, various parts of the Holy Quran. Allah talks about the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. Various Anbiya have been mentioned, and the people, and how the people despite the efforts of the Nabis, the people rejected this message of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, and they rejected that Nabi. And now Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. Allah does not want that to happen to the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Therefore Allah is pleading to you and I in different ways, with eloquence, with fasaha, with balagha. A parent who loves his child and the child is disobedient, and the parent will try in different ways to explain to the child, but don't do this. So nice if you do this. Beta, please listen to me. Until the child listens and becomes obedient, like that Allah is talking to us in the Holy Quran. So تَقْشَعِرُوا مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And when they read the verses of paradise, Jannah, Allah's mercy, Allah's rahmah, how Allah forgives. And Allah is most merciful. Last year, if you recall, in this masjid also, we spoke about, I quoted Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, and he mentions, come. Ours is not the caravan of despair. Even if you have broken 1,000 vows and promises, yet come again. In other words, you made a promise to Allah, you committed a sin, you made a tawbah, you promised you won't go back to the sin, but again you broke that vow and that pledge to Allah. So even though you broke it 1,000 times, there is that chance for you to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is prepared to forgive you. Allah loves you and I. Allah looks for different occasions, different opportunities to forgive us, to pardon us. There was a Bedouin that came into the gathering of Rasulullah. In fact, it was Salat time and he joined the congregation. And after the congregation, after the Jamaat, and Rasulullah had terminated Salat, this Bedouin from the back, he shouted out a dua. Allahumma arhamni wa Muhammada. وَلَا تُشْرِكْ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا أَحَدًا. O Allah, have mercy exclusively upon me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just the two of us. وَلَا تُشْرِكْ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا أَحَدًا. Don't join anybody else in this mercy. Have mercy just on the two of us. He was about to leave and Rasul called him again and asked him to repeat what he had said. Come again. And the man said, what dua he made. Rasul said, you have restricted, you have confined the fast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah goes to explain. He says, Allah has got 100 portions of His mercy that He has divided. And just 1% He has sent down into this world. And this is the mercy we see a child enjoying of the mother. The mother's mercy to the child. The animal mother shows to her child. People show mercy to one another in this world. That's just 1% of the mercy that Allah has sent down into this world. And 99% of the mercies Allah has held back for the day of Qiyamah. When we will see the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. So Allah is full of mercy, full of love. So we need to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in tonight's Tarawih also, there was a verse, وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Talking about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sound heart, a pure heart. And this is the effort of Ramadan. To make our souls pure, clean, pak, saf. There must be no shirk in our hearts. We should not be associating any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have these spiritual maladies, whether it is anger, pride, jealousy, enmity, hatred, love of haram things of this world, which has corroded our hearts, infested our hearts. And we have to apply some mujahada, some effort on this, through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through tilawat of the Quran, and so many other things our ulama and mashayikh have prescribed. Like in the month of Ramadan, we are doing something which in Arabic we call kasru shahawat. Every person has some desires. And sometimes those desires are permissible, and sometimes those desires are impermissible, which are evil. In the month of Ramadan, while fasting, even those permissible desires, we are annihilating, we are destroying, we are not giving vent to those permissible desires. A man has got a halal wife, but because he is fasting during the day, he is staying away from her. I do not want to displease my Allah. So that which is halal and permissible, food and drink, but because you are fasting, you have refrained from it. In reality, we have done a great mujahada on this soul. So by the end of Ramadan, through other acts of worship like Taraweeh, etc., and tilawat of the Quran, and dhikrullah, and tawbah, and istighfar, this heart should be sound and pure and clean from all these type of blemishes and maladies. So, إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. And some mufassirin have even mentioned that قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ is so sound that it does not curse people. The person has beautiful, exemplary character. He overlooks, he pardons, he forgives. Can you imagine then what is his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In tonight's Taraweeh also we came across the verse, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. You see, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands the spiritual heart, we call this in Arabic, شَرْحُ الصَّدْر. صَدْر means heart. And Allah expands this heart. When Allah expands this heart, Allah thrusts into this heart nur, light, spiritual light. So this spiritual light enables this person's heart to become more receptive to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he was a disbeliever and Allah expanded his heart towards Islam, then Allah blesses him with iman, and now he understands the oneness of Allah, and he shuns all shirk and kufr acts, and now believes totally in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the believer, on the other hand also, he has iman, but Allah puts this nur in his heart, and the spiritual heart now and becomes enlarged. Now he becomes more receptive, and he humbles himself, he submits himself to the command of his Allah, because he has got now the love of Allah in his heart. Whatever my Allah wants, I am ready to submit and to abide by the command of my Allah. In fact, he looks forward to obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It gives him great joy and ecstasy and happiness. It's not something which is a burden upon him. It's not hard. Initially it is difficult. But when the person applies some pressure on himself, on the soul of his, and he's saying La, is negating all those evil tendencies and haram that is inviting him towards those evil things, and he's saying, No, I need to obey my Allah. I love my Allah. I will give preference to the love of my Allah over the love of everything else in this world. And this is what we need to reach by the end of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. What is the meaning of taqwa? Taqwa doesn't mean, like we say, the person is so pious, hey, you're a buzrug man, and we just give it. Taqwa is something that every one of us can achieve. Otherwise, Allah would not have made it compulsory for us. يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Oh believers, fear Allah, have this taqwa. Taqwa simply means whatever Allah has commanded us to do, we should bring that into our life. Whatever Allah has prohibited us, refrain from it. Simple as that. The do's and don'ts. Allah says, do not cast lustful glances at haram women, then we lower our gaze. Allah says, do not make riba, do not carry tales, do not backbite, do not be vulgar, do not be obscene. We control our tongues, we control our limbs, our private parts. What we consume, it is halal. What we say is correct, and that which is permissible for us. That is taqwa. What Allah has forbidden, we refrain from it. Yes, as human beings, we will slip. Sometimes we become overwhelmed, we become overpowered by the same nafs. And therefore Allah has opened the door of tawbah and to return to Him, to go back to Him. And Allah is prepared to accept us. In Bani Israel, there was a person who worshipped Allah for many years. He committed no sin. And after that, suddenly he slipped. And for the remaining of his, a few years later, he just fell into an abyss of sin and evil and disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after all that, he got the tawfiq of turning again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as though then he began to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is there a chance of me still coming back to you? So Allah replied, the ulama have mentioned this, Allah says to this person that, see, you worshipped me for so many years, you obeyed me, so we showed love to you. You turned away, you forgot us, so we left you. Now that you're coming back again towards us, we will openly accept you. With open arms we will accept you. This is our Allah. So powerful, so kind, so loving. So many times a youngster slips, goes into drugs, whatever it is. And he feels after some time there is no hope for him. And perhaps now he's doomed. Never. So many people fall into zina or into gambling, whatever the sin is. May Allah protect all of us. Always think low of ourselves and higher and superior of others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept these Mubarak days again to make sincere tawbah, istighfar, and cry in solitude. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahya ibn Mu'adh rahmatullahi alayhi, he would say that the most beautiful time, moments of my life will be when I will meet my Allah. The Salaf al-Salihin, they would wait to meet Allah. In fact, in Ramadan, the ahadith we do, that لِصَائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ, for the fasting person, there are two occasions of joy and happiness. The one occasion we all experience every day, at the time of iftar, sitting on the Dasar Khan, you're just waiting for the muazzin to say Allahu Akbar, and you're ready to have the date or the samosa or the bhajya, and you feel so happy inside. So Allah has kept it for us. And the second time, the sa'im, the fasting person, will experience ecstasy in the liqa'i rabbihi, when he will meet his Allah. So this heart we have, this soul we have, it has to be filled with the love of Allah. Inculcate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the ways is to recite the Quran, and of course with tadabbur, with meaning. But if you don't understand the meaning of the Quran, at least recite Quran with some type of enjoyment. You know, Sayyidina Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would say, you know, the verse I read about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this Quran, and the verses are repeated, the theme is repeated, and the hearts or the skin and the hair of the believers and those who fear Allah, they stand on end and they become soft. Sahaba would cry when they would recite Quran, and she says this was the general behavior of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, all of them, when they would recite the Quran. And they would have in their hearts the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you start to bring the love of Allah in your heart, think and ponder over the favors Allah has bestowed upon you. Think about that one time in your life when you were in a serious problem, whether it was some illness, doctors lost all hope, or perhaps it was some financial difficulty, or whatever it may have been. And you were right down. Nobody in the world could help you. Your own friends turned their back against you. Nobody was there to see you. But who came to your rescue? Only Allah. That connection with Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I mentioned last night, is a genuine, a true love, a pure love, a loyal love. Allah is never disloyal. In the world, somebody shows love to you, and after some time, when you're not wealthy, the person turns away, he breaks off relationships with you, he's got no love for you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. And in fact, when you make tawbah, after committing a sin, and you make genuine tawbah, and you go back to Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ, Allah loves those who repent. Now when you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you make that ruku and that sajda as a slave before his master, and you say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim and Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in sajda, you're glorifying Allah, that Allah, you have got no deficiencies, you are absolutely parched, you've got no uyub, no faults whatsoever. Allah, you are most pure. And when you take the name of Allah with love, then you would not wish to even raise your head from sajda. You would wish that you could just spend the entire night in sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant it to me, grant it to all of us. We are weak. Nobody is asking us to put our head in sajda the entire night. And people say, it's like a buzruk, overnight, mashallah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have these few nights, these opportunities for us to bring about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. Last night I terminated the talk in Masjid An-Nur, and I will terminate the same couplet, which I find very, very intriguing. Absolutely intriguing. And ponder over it, inshallah. Go home, reflect, think about it in solitude, and talk to Allah. Be in communion with Allah. Communicate with Allah in any language. Allah knows every language. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after you talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you reflect over your past, you will shed those tears of repentance. And you will be feeling some type of feeling in your heart that you will be unable to explain to anybody besides you. You'll be sitting on your musalla and you'll be just crying and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally you say, oh my Allah, antal ilah. You are the true deity. La ilaha illa anta. There is no deity worthy of worship besides you. So the poet says, وَقُلْ قُلْنَهِ جِسْمِ بُونَهِ. That rose cannot be called a rose which has no fragrance in it. Bu means khushbu. Gul means a rose, flower. وَقُلْ قُلْنَهِ جِسْمِ بُونَهِ. There's no khushbu, there's no fragrance. And then he says, O dil dil nahi jisme Allah tu nahi. That heart cannot be called a heart when, oh Allah, you are not in that heart. If you have Allah with you, you have everything with you. If you don't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the life, even if you have the glitter and glamour of this world and the material possession of this world, you're missing out on something. And that is what the Salafi Saleh, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Tabi'een, they enjoyed to such an extent that they were able to challenge the Mughal kings and the sultans of that time, who were very powerful. And they had huge and mighty palaces and treasures. And they would say, if only you, O Mughal kings, know what we are enjoying in our heart, you will unsheathe your sword and you will try and snatch away what we are enjoying, which you don't have. May Allah grant it to me first. And to all of you, let us connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these remaining days. Fill our hearts with the ishq and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll make a short zikr and dua inshaAllah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله ما لغناكم معا فرما ما لخطاكم معا فرما يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله we have committed too many sins my Allah يا الله we are tired of committing sins now my Allah يا الله we are turning to you my Allah يا الله we are making sincere tawbah and istighfar my Allah يا الله we have read in the Quran we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم we have heard from our mashayikh and ulama that you are most forgiving most merciful اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا الله tonight may not be an odd night my Allah but my Allah we still worshipping you my Allah we still turning to you my Allah يا الله يا الله you are most forgiving my Allah open your doors of mercy upon us my Allah Allah, every person, Ya Allah, who has raised his hand, our mothers and sisters have raised their hands at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are only tapping at your door, my Allah.
Allah, we are knocking at your door, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to besides you, my Allah. There is no other God we can turn to besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Allah, you are most pure, my Allah. Inna kunna min al-zalimeen. We are the wrongdoers, my Allah. We have disobeyed you, my Allah. You provided so much for us, ya Allah. You give us so much of different type of foods, my Allah, and clothing, ya Allah. You give us homes, my Allah. Allah, you have given us beshumar ni'mat. Allah, you give us the ni'mat of iman, my Allah. You give us Islam, my Allah. Allah, you give us the ability to make sajda before you, my Allah. You give us the ability to keep roza, my Allah. Accept all his ibadat, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Do not snatch away these ni'mat from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have gone wrong, my Allah. We acknowledge, my Allah. We confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai. Hum sharminda hai, ya Allah. We feel ashamed of having done wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are Halim. You are most tolerant, my Allah. Even the mothers of this world, despite the mercies that they have for their children, my Allah, there comes a time when the mother becomes angry and upset. Ya Allah, but you have written on your arsh, my Allah. And you could have chosen to written anything else, my Allah. But you chose to write, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. That is verily my mercy supersedes my anger. Ya Allah, we are asking you from your vast mercies, my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making sincere tawbah to you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we won't go back to the sins, my Allah. Don't make us slip and fall again, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, afiyat in this dunya, afiyat in the akhirat, afiyat in our deen, afiyat in our lives, may Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the enjoyment of begging before you, my Allah. Give us the enjoyment of making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the enjoyment of taking your name, my Allah. Make us from the zakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Allah, our brothers and sisters have different needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's worry, problem, and difficulty, my Allah. Remove all our sorrows, our grief, our hardships, our parishani, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Allah, we only begging from you, my Allah. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone do we worship and you alone we asking for help, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem. Help the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Protect Palestine, my Allah. Protect our Muslim brothers and sisters there, my Allah. Especially in Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, whilst you have been so kind and given us so much of food, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Hakim and Hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, provide also for Muslim brothers and sisters, ya Allah, in Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is because of our doings, ya Allah, that they have to go through pain and suffering, my Allah. Forgive all of us, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Ya Allah, bestow them with peace and serenity, my Allah. Aman in aman, my Allah. Grant them victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, those masum children, so many in the thousands have become yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, our children will wear nice clothes on Eid day, my Allah. Ya Allah, and those children have hardly any clothes to wear, my Allah. They don't even have proper pure water, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, we beg you tonight. Perhaps it's some sincere brother or sister. Ya Allah, who has raised his hands or her hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, and through that person, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are mujibu da'awat, ya Allah. You are qadi al-hajat, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties. And wherever the Muslim is pareshan, my Allah. Whichever part of the world, my Allah. Jahan Musalman, pareshan hal hai, unke pareshan dur farma, ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are not well, my Allah. They are sick in hospitals at home, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil mustaqir daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more to demand. Moti in Madinah Sharif. Bari in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the intercession, the shafa'at of Rasulullah in the day of Qiyamah. The Hodi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any hisab kitab, ya Allah. Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our friends, our relatives, the entire Muslim ummah. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect our youth, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Allah, if they have slipped anyway, my Allah. Allah, pick them up again, my Allah. Give them a chance, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide them again onto Sirat Mustaqim, ya Allah. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. Make us be on the path of Hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Grant us Laylatul Qadr. And before Ramadan comes to an end, ya Allah, forgive every one of us, my Allah. Forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Make them be obedient to us, my Allah. Make them become the coolness of our eyes. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما الحاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.